Hallelujah. Okay.
Somebody lift your hands.
Hello, amen. God bless you. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries with Evangelist Teresa Mack. I am Minister Felicia, Pastor Felicia, amen. I just greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. I'm standing in for Evangelist Teresa Mack, amen. She had to work, amen. So I just thank you all for coming out, amen. I thank God for what he is doing in this season, this hour, amen. We have a guest, Prophetess V, that is supposed to be on the line tonight. Amen. So at this time, let us go in prayer. Amen. And let's take it from there. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you right now. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done in our lives, Father God. We thank you for our life, our health, our strength, Father God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for being such a loving God. Lord God, I ask that you touch us, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the word in which you have released for this time and this hour in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we come boldly before the throne of grace, Father God. Lord God, we come repenting of everything that we've done that was against you, oh God. Lord God, we come, Father God, humbly as we know how, oh God. We come laying down everything, every sin and weight that so easily beset us, Father God. We come, Father God, laying down all of our burdens, all of our hurts, all of our pain. We turn it over to you in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, we ask that you strengthen us this day, God. Strengthen us, Father God. Strengthen us, Father God, in our bodies, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch our minds, Father God. Renew it afresh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you open up your heart to receive what you have for us on today, oh God. And Lord God, let us not go away the same that we came, Father God, but let us go away more edified, more strengthened, more encouraged, more determined to do the work in which you have called us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you help us to bridle our tongues, Father God. Lord God, we ask that you help us to walk in holiness, oh God, to help us to walk in truth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to walk as you will have us to walk in holiness and in righteousness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you touch the Evangelist Teresa Mack on today, Father God. Cover her with your blood. Release your fresh anointing, Father God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Anoint her, oh God. Lord God, let the words of her mouth be acceptable in thy sight. All of our mouths be acceptable in thy sight. For Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you touch all those that are listening to the broadcast, all the guests, Father God, all those in the chat rooms, all those that may listen to the archives, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you touch our hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, cover us, Father God, cover our family members, our friends, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, those that don't know you, those that have not received you, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you pull on their heart right now. Release your Holy Ghost to arrest them in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, for this, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We bind up anything that may God try to come to snatch this word in which you have released on today, Father God. Lord God, we bind up any spirits that is not like you in the name of Jesus, any spirits that come to distract, any spirits that come to hinder in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask that you release your anointing. Release, hallelujah, your spirit, oh God, for it is your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray that yokes be destroyed on today, Father God. I bind up every spirit of sickness on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you cover your people, oh God. Lord God, let us be a blessing to all those that we come in contact with in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask that you just have thine own way in our lives, Father God. Lord God, we ask that you keep us, protect us, Lord God. Release your angels all around us even right now. And we give you all the glory, oh God, for it all belongs to you, and we thank you for what you have done, and we thank you for what you are yet doing, even right now, Father God. Lord God, we even ask you to, as you prepare the way for the revival coming up, Father God, Lord God, we ask that you touch all those who will be in attendance in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that they are blessed, Father God, that they are set free, that they are delivered, that they are healed in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, I ask that you release your word, Father God, place your word in Evangelist Max Belly, even right now, Father God, begin to speak to her, Father God, what you have for your people. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and we give you all of the honor. It is so, in the name of Jesus. And let us all say amen. I'm going to play this one song, and then I'm going to be looking in the studio to see if Prophetess V come in. If not, we're going to move on in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen.
Because if you still got Jesus, look at somebody, tell them, cry your last tear. Been searching for an answer, needing a solution. Your life is in His hands, so don't worry, just pray. Watch God make a way. Put it all in His hands. I just want to let you know, I don't care what you're going through in your life, I just want you to look to Jesus. How many of you know that he's able? Got to speak it in your life, tell him it's going to be alright, alright. Devil, I know you try to mess with my mind, but I'm turning my mind over to Jesus. Alright, alright. Anybody know it's going to be, 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 yeah. Friend Pastor Marvin Winans was here, you know what he would say right through here? Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. In the morning. Morning. It'll be all over. It'll be all over in the morning. Why don't you look at somebody, tell them, in the morning. Oh, it'll be all over. It'll be all over. All over. Don't you let the devil, don't you let him mess with your mind. In the morning. I know it's gotta get better. Gotta get better. Cry. Come on, cry your last tear.
Cry your last
tear. Just look at somebody and tell them, get over it, get over it, get over it. Cry your last tear. Get over it, 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 get over it. I dare you to praise him in this place. I dare you to praise him in this place. I dare you to praise him. I dare you to praise him.
Hallelujah. Cry your last tear. Amen. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you may be going through. Amen. But God is able, amen, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. Amen. Hallelujah. He takes your tears and he bottles them up in a vial, in a bottle. Amen. He loves you just that much. Amen. So be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged, my brother. All those who may be going through anything. Amen. Know that God has got it in his hands. Amen. God is working it out on your behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking in the chat rooms and I'm looking in the studio. God bless you, Patriot Greg. Amen. Our guests have not arrived yet. Amen. So we're just going to move on real quick. Amen. How about we do a scripture reading, amen, and I'm going to be coming from, I'm trying to Proverbs 4:7. Amen. I'm trying to get to it right now. I'm trying to hurry up before the phone got off. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4:7, and it says, as a matter of fact, I'm going to start, I'm going to start at verse 1, amen. I love the book of Proverbs. It's a book of wisdom, amen. And it says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4:1-7, amen, it says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Amen. I'm going to move on. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor. And when you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there. Amen. But verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. It is the key thing. It is the main thing. Amen. So therefore, get wisdom. Amen. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Amen. I'm not talking about man's wisdom, but I'm talking about God's wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word principal, amen, is the beginning. Amen. It is the beginning. It is the foundational thing. Amen. It's of first importance. Amen. So, you know, in this walk, amen, in order to do what God has called us to do, amen, we should seek after wisdom. It is the main thing. It is the principal thing, and therefore we should get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love that passage. In all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. We need to also get understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. How about we go to another song selection, and then if not, we're going to move on and move on in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know why I'm nervous. Hallelujah. Amen. Here we go.
You have given me everything I needed according to your riches, and the plans set for my life, they are a blessing, not for curses. So I render unto you all of the glory you are due.
Oh,
come on, put those hands together. You don't know
how
much the Lord, come on,
much the Lord has
done for me. Come on.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't hold it. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God, my God, for all that he has ever done for me in my life. Amen. In the places that he has taken me and what he is yet doing. Hallelujah. In my life. Amen. The good, the bad. Hallelujah. Amen. They all work out for my good. Amen. And your good too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't hold it. Hallelujah. It's like fire. Who was that said that? It's like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So once again, you're on Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. I am Felicia. Pastor Felicia, amen. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 323-693-3054. Amen. It's now 5:30. Amen. I don't see our guests here, but we're going to move on. Amen. But I appreciate and thank you all for coming out. Amen. I'm standing in the gap for Evangelist Mac. Amen. She had a previous engagement that she had to attend. Amen. But, the show must go on, amen. I really don't like calling it a show, amen, but we're going on in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to play one more song selection, then when I come back, if our guest has not arrived, amen, we will be moving on with the word of God, amen. Uh-oh, it's not playing. Okay, that one is not playing.
For that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS,
can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He had no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
I'm
loves you more than you'll ever know.
Instead of walking away,
open up.
Hallelujah. You can lean on me. Amen. Lean on God. Amen. Amen. I don't see our guests in. Amen. But let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Amen. Let's go to the book of Romans. One of my favorite books in the Bible. Amen. The book of Romans, chapter 6. And we're going to begin. Let's start at, what is that? Let's start at verse 1, and we're going to read down to 14, amen? Amen. And it says this, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been united together in the likeness of his death. Certainly, we also shall be in the likeness, knowing this, that our old man, hallelujah, was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. Amen. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not under law, but under grace. I just want to talk very briefly with you all, amen, this evening on holiness. Amen. Holiness is for you. Amen. Holiness is for you. Holiness, it is for me. Amen. Holiness. Amen. I'm not coming with you with with my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, amen, but I'm coming to you in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God, amen. I don't come with enticing words or, you know, with man with wisdom, but I'm coming to give you what the Lord has given to me, and I pray that you are blessed by it on tonight, amen, hallelujah, amen. I am grateful, so grateful for God, to God for trusting me. Amen, to share his gospel in this time and in this hour. Amen. It seems like the more that you learn about God, the more God trusts you with. Amen. and it really revealed how unworthy that you are to share his news, amen. So I feel so unworthy to share his news, but I just thank God for allowing me this time and this opportunity, anytime that he allows me to share his gospel or to minister to someone, amen. I count it all joy, amen. I give him all the glory, amen. Lately, I have been thinking back, amen, sitting back thinking about where God has brought me from, amen. And I am not standing before, you know, coming before you boasting. I'm not coming before you bragging. But, you know, it's a humbling experience because God, he don't have to use me. Amen. God, he don't have to do anything for me. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm so grateful for him using me. And I thank him for even now allowing me to share with you all what, you know, he has been giving me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want you to think for a minute about what a father does. Amen. What your parents do. You know, they love their children. They correct them. Amen. And that's a good word. Amen. They don't spare the rod for the children. They impart to their lives, and they teach, you know, and we feed them. You know, we do all of that. Amen. So let's give God thanks on today. And to all of my brothers and sisters who have come out, who goes out to share the gospel, you know, with others, I thank God for you, amen. You are also unique in your own way, amen. But back to the word, amen. Holiness is for you. Now, many of us, amen, or many that may be listening may have toned me out by now, amen. But I just want you to know, amen, that holiness is for you. Anytime you see, hear the word holiness, a lot of times people don't like to hear that word, amen. Some people may think they don't even need to be hearing about holiness right now in their life, amen. But holiness is for you, amen. But isn't it strange that although this, you know, holiness is a dislike, you know, although holiness is detested or rejected subject in the Lord's church, how could that be when God, the God that we claim to serve, is the epitome of holiness? Amen. God is a holy God. Amen. God is pure. Amen. Everything that God, about God represents his holiness. He is faithful. Amen. His faithfulness, his love, his gentleness. Amen. His words are holy. His conduct is holy. His presence is holy. His anointing is holy. Amen. So plain and simple, everything about God is holy. Amen. So I just want you to think about, you know, holiness, about God. Amen. Holiness is for you. Amen. But yet the very people who have been assigned to be representatives for God here in this earthly realm, you and I, amen, we don't like to talk about it. We don't like to hear about, you know, this thing called holiness. Amen. You very seldom hear holiness preached in the church. Amen. And that's because the church have grown and accumulated and made a custom to the itching ear sermons, amen. You have all heard about the itching ear sermons. They like to tickle the people's ears. They like to comfort them. They like to feed what's good to the flesh, because holiness, amen, it will show you where you are falling short, amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, you have a lot of the church, and I'm just talking. I'm not coming from no paper or anything like that, amen. So you guys bear with me, amen. Hallelujah, amen. A lot of times, you know, that's why you hear a lot of the itching ear sermons, amen, and, you know, because of, you know, there's not a lot of holiness in the church, amen, that's why there's so many homeless people, amen, homeless folk. I'm talking about spiritually homeless, you know, who have no home, they have no covering, amen, and they keep coming to a church where there is no power, amen. You are being fed garbage, amen. They're being fed garbage, amen. And just like a homeless person that is out on the street struggling with no home, with no shelter, with no covering, amen, that caught or no means to get money, it causes them some to go to the garbage cans, amen, to get food, amen. So just like the homeless people we see going on, amen, in the garbage that we don't, you know, we don't care about that, amen. But don't just come, you know, but you know, just don't come in my home like that, amen. That's how I feel, amen. People can't receive an authentic word unless you got some type of slogan for them, unless you got some type of slogan. Amen. All we want to hear is that we are blessed in the city and we are blessed in the field. We bless when we come and we bless when we go, and houses, and we want to hear about cars we're getting. We want to hear about the monetary blessings that we're getting. Amen. All we want to do is to name it and to claim it. Turn around three times. Jump up, holler, slap your neighbor, high five. Amen. And our blessings are on the way. Amen. You see, nobody wants to hear that you have to live right. Nobody wants to hear that you have to live holy. Amen. No one wants to hear that you have to repent from your sins, because hell is real. Nobody wants to hear all that. Amen. We just want to hear the blessings that the Lord has for us. Amen. And we don't want to turn away from those things that God has told us to turn away from. Amen. Holiness is for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I just like going to a church. Amen. And that's all they do is prophesy cars and houses and money, and amen, and don't tell them that they have to live right. Don't tell them that they have to turn away from that man's wife, or turn away from that woman's husband, or stop fornicating and stop whoremongering, or stay out the bars and all, you know, y'all know all that stuff, amen. And but God is going to release his blessings, amen. Nobody wants to hear all that. All we come, you know, in the church for is a temporary fix. You have a lot of people that just come to church for a temporary fix, a temporary makeover, amen. And I like to call them spiritual junkies, amen. But instead, we should be coming for a life-changing experience. Amen. We should be going to church for an encounter with God. Amen. Anytime that you go to church, there should be an expectancy of God moving in your life. There should be a change every time that you go to church. Amen. Every time you go to church, if you come expecting, there should be something that God, you know, that you have allowed God, amen, to take out of your life. Amen. Because God is perfecting you. He wants to perfect you. He wants to make you holy. Hallelujah. He said, be ye holy. Hallelujah. For I am holy. Amen. But we come for this fix every Sunday. Amen. And many of us, we are not coming for a life-changing experience with God, but we come for these temporary fixes. Amen. Hallelujah. We come to see what we can get from God. Amen. But many don't seek God himself. Amen. We come for his hand and not who he is. Amen. And many times we are out in the world. Amen. When we were out in the world, amen, I never was one to get high. I'm not the high type. I don't like the high feeling. Yes, I tried weed. Amen. But drinking was my thing. Amen. But many times, you know, you were out in the world. Amen. You got higher. You got drunk because of all the problems that you had going on. Amen. In your lives. Amen. All the troubles that life has brought you. And many of us, amen, we have turned to alcohol. We have turned to drugs. We have turned to sex. Some have turned to gambling. Amen. We have turned to all these things for a temporary fix to take our minds off the problems or the things that we are facing in our lives at that time. Amen. But instead, we never get down on our knees and give it all to God like he told us to do. Amen. So that we can have a life-changing empowerment and experience with him. Amen. Instead, we have turned to temporary solutions. Amen. We have turned to some temporary fixes in our life that didn't mean us no good. Amen. Instead, it made matters worse for us in our lives. But this holiness thing, that's when we have a life-changing encounter. Amen. Holiness. Amen. It brings about a life-changing encounter. It brings about an experience with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you want God to change your life? Amen. And not just your day, not just temporarily. Amen. You see, I can do some stuff on my own to change my day. Amen. All I have to do is have a made up mind, you know, just change whatever it is that I'm doing. Amen. But I need God to come in and intercede for me. Amen. And to change my life. I need God to provide some intervention in my life. I need God to change my entire life. Amen. That he may be pleased with it. Amen. Not only have this discussion of holiness been rejected, amen, due to a mere fact that people have become, you know, people have become so accustomed to slogans and slogan-based preaching and bringing, you know, the world into the church. Amen. I remember when certain things didn't happen in the church. Everybody couldn't get up in the pulpit. Everybody, you know, you couldn't even talk in the sanctuary, amen, but we have allowed so much things to take place in the church. I remember a time when I was a child when the church had holiness. You know, the church presented holiness, amen. But the greater truth is people don't want to hear about holiness because, you know, one thing about holiness, it confronts our sins, amen. It shows us where we fall short, amen, with God, amen. It shows us who we really are, amen. And most of the time we don't want to flee and we don't want to run from sin because sin feels good. Can I be honest? Amen. I remember, you know, when I was out there in the world, amen, I had people coming to me, witnessing to me about God, telling me about the goodness of God and, you know, how I need to clean up my act. But I wasn't ready to turn away from drinking, to turn away from clubbing, to turn away from having sex, amen, because all of it felt good. Amen. It felt good and it looked good. But one thing that I've discovered in my life, that everything that looked good is not good, and everything that glitters is not gold, amen? And I believe that a lot of you can attest to the same thing, amen? So whenever we find ourselves evading convictions and avoiding some kind of corrections in our life, we really need to reexamine our walk in our relationship with God, amen? I remember a while back, Evangelist Scott, she asked a question. She was like, why are you saved? Amen. Why are you saved? Are you saved because you're trying to escape hell? Or are you saved because you love God? And that sticks with me. And I think about that every day. Every day. Amen. Why am I saved? Amen. So every day, you know, I like to reexamine my walk and my relationship with God. Amen. I like to see where I am falling short. Amen. Because I truly want to be acceptable in His sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day we need to, you know, we need to examine and reexamine our walk and our relationship. It goes back to that, you know, renewing our minds. Amen. No born-again Christian, listen to this, no born-again Christian enjoys sin. If you are a born-again Christian, you do not enjoy sin. Amen. The fact is, because it displeases our holy and our righteous God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anytime you find yourself deep and sunk in sin, then you got to get a reality check and say that my God is not pleased with my conduct. Amen. My God is not pleased with my actions. My God is not pleased with what's going on in my life because what? Because God hates sin. Amen. God hates sin. Hallelujah. There's no way that I can preach to you, amen, if it didn't touch me first, amen. Now, this enjoyment of sin in my past was when, you know, I was ignorant to the liberty or to the freedom of Christ, amen, and consumed into the captivity of the iniquity of sin, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God hates sin, amen. I wonder if somebody knows exactly what I'm talking about, amen. Remember when there was a time when you enjoyed going to the club, when you enjoyed getting high, when you enjoyed gambling, wherever it is that you found pleasure, amen. If you found pleasure in robbing people or whatever it is that you've done in your past that God has delivered you from, amen. I pray that you are not still doing it, amen. But remember when there was a time when you enjoyed doing those things, amen, you found pleasure in it. You used to rejoice in having different men or different women and all of them thinking that they were the only ones, amen, but that was then. But the Bible says when we come to Christ, hallelujah, it says we are new creatures, hallelujah, old things are passed away and all things have become new. So the things that I used to do, hallelujah, I just don't do them no more. Because why? Because God has made me new. Hallelujah. Amen. God has made me new. Hallelujah. So if you are in Christ, you don't enjoy sin anymore. Amen. Because God hates sin. Amen. And because if you are a born again believer, hallelujah, old things are passed away. Hallelujah. And all things become new. All things become new. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are Christ, hallelujah, you ought to shout that you are new. Hallelujah. You ought to shout that you are born again. Hallelujah. You ought to shout that you have been set free, that you have been liberated by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought to shout about it. Amen. If you have repented of your sins, if you are walking in holiness, if you are walking in holiness, then you ought to shout and give God the glory. Amen. As we look in the Bible in verse 14, amen, Paul, he informs us, he says that we are no longer under the charge and control and command of sin, but we are now under grace. We know by now that grace is getting something that you don't deserve, amen? So in the essence of, God has spared our lives and has given us freedom from sin's bondage, yet we did nothing to deserve it. But I want to add this. Grace is not an excuse to sin. You have so many people that think it's okay to do those sins that they are, you know, to sleep around, to lie, to steal, to cuss, whatever it is, amen, they think it's okay because of the grace of God. Grace is not an excuse for you to sin. God does not honor premeditated repentance, amen. A lot of people say, you know, well, I'll do it now. I'll just go seek, you know, just go pray and ask God for forgiveness later. No, God does not honor premeditated sin, amen. Hallelujah. So repentance is to turn away from that thing and not to go back, amen. Hallelujah. Not to go back to it because you have turned to God, amen. Holiness is for you, amen. Holiness is for me, amen. Hallelujah. Grace is not an excuse for us to sin, but grace is getting something that you do not deserve. Amen? So we need to understand that grace is really a gift of God. It's a gift from God. Amen? And this gift should be appreciated. Amen? And it should not be abused. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't abuse God's grace. Amen? And someone may be asking or wondering, how do I abuse the grace of God? Amen? How do I abuse the grace of God? Well, we abuse the grace of God every day when we write bad checks, amen, knowing you don't have the money in your account, but we say God will forgive you. We abuse God when we take what's not ours, but we say God will forgive us. We abuse God when we curse people out, knowing that it's not the true illustration of Christ. We abuse God's grace when we land with that man or that woman that is not our spouse. Amen. We abuse God's grace, amen, when going around lying. You know how we call them, those little white lies, amen. Hallelujah. And saying, God, but God will forgive me. Amen. We abuse God's grace, hallelujah, when y'all get the picture. Amen. When, you know, you want to go into that bar, that club, that Saturday night, hallelujah, Friday night, ladies' night, Wednesday nights, whatever night, amen. Or you say, well, I just go home and, you know, God will forgive me, amen. But I got to have fun this one time. All the people, everybody's going to be there, amen. So this is how, you know, we can abuse the grace of God. And this is our mentality, which Paul forcibly says in verse 1 of chapter 6 that we should avoid doing in our lives, amen, which is abusing the grace of God, amen. Hallelujah. And it says in that verse, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And then if you go look in verse 2, it says certainly not, amen. So grace is not an excuse for us to continue to willfully sin, amen. Hallelujah. Since sin in a way makes grace more abundant, you know, you have some people that say, well, why not continue in sin? Amen. But this ought not be so. Amen. Premeditated or deciding ahead of time to take advantage of the grace of God demonstrates that, you know, that person does not understand the seriousness of sin. Amen. We need to understand the seriousness of sin. Hallelujah. Your flesh don't care about you. Amen. So we are not to cater to our flesh. Flesh loves sin. Hallelujah. It loves to do the things that are against God. Amen. And also, you know, God's forgiveness of sin does not make it less severe either. You see, the death of Jesus Christ for our sins confirms for us the terrible seriousness of sin. Therefore, the accessibility of God's mercy must not become an excuse. It must not become an explanation for careless living or moral negligence in our lives. Amen. Holiness is for you. Holiness is for me. Amen. Holiness is for all of us. Amen. As we read in this text, amen, we see three things that confirms that holiness is for you. Amen. There are three things. Number one, it says we have been bought with a price. Hallelujah. You have been packed with power. Amen. And God has given you a promise. Amen. So I just gave you all three just in case you don't get them. Amen. You have been bought with a price. Jesus, one who knew no sin, hallelujah, came for just that purpose so that you may have life. Amen. He paid the price for every last one of our sins. He shed his innocent blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Honestly, they did not take his life, but he laid it down. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have been bought with a price. You have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You ought to give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God has also, when Jesus came, when he left, hallelujah, he has also given us power. He has given us the power and the authority over Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have been packed with power. You have been packed with promises of God. Hallelujah. I mean, you have been given the promises of God. Amen. God has given you promises. If you do this, he says, I'll do that. If you do this, I will do that. I shall do that. Amen. And the promises are God. Hallelujah. Amen. They never come back void. Hallelujah. Amen. He is not slack concerning his promises towards you. Amen. He is not slack. So I gave you those three things. Amen. You have been bought with a price. You have been packed with power. Amen. He has given you his promises. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when we talk about this sin, hallelujah, when I find myself consumed in sin or in some crazy situation in my life that just does not please God, amen, you know, I have to tell myself to hold up a minute. You know, God told me that sin does not have dominion. Sin does not have control. Sin does not have a dominion over me, amen. So what's going on with me right now, amen? What's going on with me right now, amen? So, how do I find myself in these situations that God, you know, that does not please God? And the reason why is because we give the enemy place. We give the enemy an open door. Amen. And you have the scripture clearly states, don't give place to the enemy. Amen. Do not give place to the enemy. You know, how do you give place to the enemy? Well, we give place to the enemy in our conversations, gossiping, backbiting, slandering. Amen. The things that we speak out of our mouths, amen, that are not pleasing to God. That's how we give place to the enemy, amen. We have to remember to guard our ear gates. We have to guard our eye gates. We have to guard our mouth gates, amen. So we give place to the enemy in our conversations. We give place to the enemy in our conduct, the things we do, amen. We give place to the enemy the places we go, amen. You should not be a child of God and going to a strip club. You should not be a child of God going to, you know, the gambling hall, to the bars. Amen. So it's also the places to go, the people that we hang around. Amen. Hallelujah. I know nobody want to hear this. Amen. So those are some of the ways that, you know, we give places to the enemy, the text messages. Amen. Some people, they call it sexting, S-E-X-T. Amen. Sending naked pictures or talking unholy conversations, amen, through text message, through internet, through MySpace, through Skype, Uvu. Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen. So, you know, these are different ways that we can give place to the enemy, amen. You have people who are pill poppers. You have people who coke snort, you know, thieves. You have the players, you know, in town, amen. But I want you to understand that God has set us free. Amen. He has set us free. 1 Corinthians says that we are bought with by God. Some of you should be on your feet. Amen. Giving God the glory right now, even if you're listening by phone or by internet. Amen. You used to be all up in sin. Hallelujah. But God has set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You was pulled up for the flow up from the floor, but God has set you free. Amen. God has come into your life. He spoke a word in your life. Amen. In your mind, and he has set you free. Amen. He said that he would bring you out, and he has done just that. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for what he has done for me. I thank God for the word that he has spoken in my life. Amen. That he has spoken in my mind. You know, when he set me free. Amen. I have been in bondage long enough. Amen. Hallelujah. I have been abused long enough. Amen. I have been doing, certain things long enough, but God has set me free. And when he said he was going to set me free, he done just that. Amen. So I thank God. Hallelujah. For the cross. Amen. I thank God even right now, the place that he is preparing for me. Hallelujah, in my life. Holiness is for me. Holiness is for you. Amen. There is a great harvest, my, out there. And God needs us to do the work for him. Amen. God needs us to do the work. God is setting you free. Amen. So that you can go out and gather other sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, amen, is a receipt of what God said he was going to do. Amen. In John 3:16, amen. And what Jesus said when he said, it is finished. Amen. The Lord saw that we were struggling. The Lord saw that we was dying from the struggle of sin. Amen. Which was inherited by God. By Adam. Amen. So by, one man's disobedience, we were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Amen. Many be made righteous. Amen. Holiness is for you. Hallelujah. Amen. We were on our way to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were on our way to hell with gasoline, draws on. Hallelujah. But God. Amen. He came in. Hallelujah. He put the fire out. Hallelujah. Amen. He said that you shall live and not die. And I thank God for coming into my life. Amen. I thank God for breaking the shackles off. Amen. I thank God for setting me free. I thank God for delivering me. Amen. But I just wanted to talk to you, let you know that holiness is for you. Amen. So we should take this time and reexamine our lives and see if there is any way that we are falling short. Amen. Are we falling short in our conversations and our conduct? Amen. Are we going places that we should not go? Are we hanging around people that we should not hang around? Amen. Are we having unholy conversations? Amen. Does sin have dominion? Are we allowing sin? Amen. Because the Bible says sin shall not have dominion over you. Are we allowing sin to have dominion over us? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to remember that you've been bought with a price. God has given you power, hallelujah, over the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. God has given you his promises. Amen. I just wanted to come and share very briefly, holiness is for you. Amen. Holiness is for me. Amen. And take this time, amen, do an examination to see, make sure that, we are not falling short, amen, in our life with God. Amen. Make sure that we are not, abusing God's grace. We are not taking his grace for granted. Amen. That when we repent, that, we are truly repenting, but we are not just seeking forgiveness, amen, so that we can go out and do the sin that we want to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for his holiness on today. I thank God for being a holy God. I thank God for allowing me this time, amen, to even be here right now for the breath. Hallelujah. For my strength, for my health, for my children. They are all accounted for. Amen. I take it not lightly for what God has brought me through, what he has done for me, because he has done so much. Hallelujah. He has done so much for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Holiness is for you. Amen. And amen. I don't see any callers on the line. Amen. I don't, there were some guests in the chat room. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go to a song selection. Amen. Let us go to a song selection. Welcome back, Patriot. Amen. Oh, I love this song. Let's play this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for all of you coming out on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Holiness is for you. Amen. Let us, amen, try to walk in the holiness that God has called us to walk in. Amen. God bless you. Guest 3573. Amen. God desires holiness. Amen. He desires righteousness. Amen. For us to walk holy, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Without holiness, no man can see him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So at this time, I'm just going to close out. There are no callers in the queue. Amen. So I ask that you all keep Evangelist Teresa Scott in prayer. Amen. They have the revival coming up next week, October 18th, 19th, and the 20th. Amen. Evangelist Mack will be going there. Amen. Keep her lifted up as well. Amen. That God moves mightily. Amen. That souls are set free, that souls are healed, and that they are delivered. Amen. So if you are in the Pennsylvania area, oh, I'm trying to remember what part of Pennsylvania. Amen. Stop on by. Amen. Let me see if I can get that information. Amen. You want to go out to hear the mighty woman of God. Amen. To see what God is saying to his people. Amen. And take someone with you. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see what, all I see is Pennsylvania. Amen. So if you are in that area, amen, stay tuned to the broadcast. Amen. They will be announcing it all week up until the day of the revival. Amen. They'll be announcing it. Amen. So stay tuned. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for you in the archives. I love you. Amen. And we speak the blessings of the Lord over your life. Amen. And we pray God's strength and his protection over you and your families. Amen. So at this time, I'm just going to say hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now for this opportunity, this time, hallelujah, to be gathered in your presence, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you bless everyone that have called in, Father God, those in the archives. Father God, touch your Benjamin Smack right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you cover us as we prepare to go off the line, but not out of your presence in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you keep us, Father God. Lord God, keep us, Father God. Protect us, Father God. Even as we rest on tonight, Father God, loose your angels all around us to watch over us, Father God. Lord God, even minister to us and speak to us. Even through visions and dreams, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every time that rises up against us shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your word is truth. We thank you for your word has power. We thank you for your word brings light in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the light that you bring into every dark situation that we encounter in our lives, Father God. Help us to look to you, Father God, when we go through hallelujah, our wilderness experience, when we walk through the fire. Lord God, you said that we shall not be burned. Hallelujah. We shall not, let us not smell like what we are going through in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you have your own way. Order our footsteps. Lead us and guide us, Father God. Bridle our tongues, Father God. Let us speak, hallelujah, from the oracles of you, Father God. Let us speak holiness. Let us walk in holiness, Father God. Let us live in holiness, Father God, to be pleasing unto you. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We glorify you, holy and matchless name. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all of the praise, for it truly belongs to you. And we thank you, God. Amen and amen. At this time, I'm going to play the song tomorrow. Closing out on this song, I won't be back. Just want to say God bless you. Come back on Monday. Monday, we are continuing in Joyce Meyer's book, The Battlefield of the Mind. I believe we are in verse 10, or I believe it's 11 this week. Amen. And Battlefield of the Mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Permission has already been granted from Joyce Meyer's herself. Amen. So we're going to continue, amen, in this book, amen, so that we can be free, hallelujah, from Satan's devices, amen, so we know how to guard our thoughts, amen, so that we think about what we're thinking about, amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. I'd love to see you there. I know she would love to see you there. Bishop would love to see you there. Call in, amen, and come share with us. We'd love to hear your voice. We love your input. Amen? Amen. Just want to say God bless you, and we'll say good night, and I love you, but guess what? God loves you so much more. Amen?
Your tomorrow could very well.